You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1447.
Lead generation, conversion, and exit strategy. What we're talking about here is in that conversion section, that lead follow-up right there. Timing is critical because the longer you let a lead just kind of sit in your database, the less likely percentage you will close that, for sure.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Let's start with this. What is a lead? What is a lead? A lead is somebody that wants to sell their property. They made the decision. They're going to sell their property. That's it. A lead is not somebody that we're trying to convince to sell their property. And I will challenge you this. This is going to scare a lot of people. What if a lead was only somebody that's going to sell a property this week in the next 7 days? What if you threw out everybody else? Well, Brent, sometimes people just take a while to sell their property. Yes. And it clogs up your system. What if you threw away everybody that didn't want to sign an agreement in the next 7 to 10 days? What would happen to your business? Put it in the comment section. Let me know. Listen, I've closed deals that we followed up for 3 years, but we weren't calling them every day. We weren't banking on them. We knew that they made the decision that they were going to sell, but there was just some circumstances that caused them not to right now. Great. But the real, like, we need to set appointments and lock up purchase agreements this week. Those are your hottest leads. So there's hot leads, there's warm leads, and there's cold leads. Hot leads, somebody that's going to sell in the next 30 days, in my opinion. I like it in the next week. We've started making that adjustment in our business, and we started locking up more deals that week. We started shortening the timeline. We're like, the hot leads are the ones that are going to sign this week. And most of those leads come from pay-per-click in our business, for sure. Inbound leads are the hottest leads ever. It's the honest truth. When somebody calls you from your marketing because they want to sell their property, it's the hottest leads ever, all right? And you might see this graphic here of the three parts of real estate investing: lead generation, conversion, and exit strategy. What we're talking about here is in that conversion section, that lead follow-up right there. Timing is critical because the longer you let a lead just kind of sit in your database, the less likely percentage you will close that, for sure. So you got to be in front of them. You got to talk to them. Your hot leads are everybody that wants to sell in the next 30 days. Warm is between 30 and 90 days, and cold is over 90 days. And you need to focus on your hot leads. That's like your stalker list. That's, you're in front of them. You're building relationships. You're calling them. You're texting. You're doing everything you can to get a hold of them. Number three, keep it simple. Keep it really, really, really simple. If you're just starting out, what I did is I used this lead sheet right here. We have them at wholesalinginc.com. If you want this, email me, Brent at Wholesaling Inc. And I just printed all these out, and I would write them out, and I would put them in a $15 accordion folder. One of them had January through December. The other one had 1 through 31. Then if I were to go into March and I were to pull the 8th and I pulled that out, they would have my lead sheets. That's when I followed up. I would call them, get it done, write the notes on here. I would just write it on the back, the front, whatever. Simple eliminates busy. I don't want you busy. I want you productive, right? And the more simple it is to find a lead and to get the phone number, the name, address, and phone number to call somebody up on the right date and time, the more deals you do. I can't tell you how many deals were lost inside of somebody's computer. It's bananas. So make sure you keep it very, very, very simple, so that you can be productive, not busy. Now, once you start having a team, once you start getting into, you need a CRM. And Brent, I love automation. I want this to be automated. I have a very busy schedule. I want my lead generation to be automated. The property owners know it's automated. The ChatGPT text that you put in for automation to text them at certain times feels gross to consumers. They're not responding. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Be a real human and take 20 seconds to call somebody. If they don't answer, send them a text message. Leave them a voicemail. Just do it. I'm just telling you, the best of the best of the best that I know, as they were building their business up, kept it very simple and didn't try to just automate everything. It's just another thing that could go wrong, turn off, have a glitch, something that you have to go and figure out, got to go on forums, see what's going on, see how to set it up, get trained on the technology, all this stuff, while I'm in the background calling these people up, getting to that appointment, closing that deal. Keep it simple. All right. Number four here, pre-qualify 100% of your prospects 100% of the time. We pre-qualify, and that's the first part of this conversion step in real estate investing. Pre-qualify. Condition, timeline, motivation, price. Condition, timeline, motivation, price. Condition of the property, their timeline to sell that property, their problem with their property or their motivation, and what price do they want? That's what you need to find out. But remember this, 80% of the conversations that you have need to be about the people, not the property. Find out why they want to sell. Find out if they're motivated to sell their property and you win. Think about it. Think about you going with conviction and enthusiasm and stars in your eyes and electricity coming out of your fingertips, and all you do all day is talk to motivated property owners. Well, I can't do that. They're not all motivated. They are if that's all you focus on with your lead follow-up. You do a discovery phase, you make sure they're motivated, and that's who you follow up with, baby. Boom. I'm telling you, follow the path. Next, ask yourself this question. Are you a collector or converter? Are you just collecting leads or are you converting them? Because a lead has no value. A lead has zero value. Don't just hold on to your leads. Oh my gosh, I love these leads. Oh, that's what I would do. I'd be like, oh man, look at this. Look at this accordion binder. It's got so many leads in here. I'm the man. Kept hitting the ceiling, kept hitting the ceiling, kept hitting the ceiling. Started removing people that were just not responding. They weren't giving me anything. I was hoping, I was just collecting them because it made me feel like, oh, okay, at some point, this is going to turn into real money. Let me ask you this. If I offer to buy your leads in your system right now, how much would you charge? How much would you charge me? I want to buy all of them, all your leads. But you have to go through and you have to prove that these are good leads or I'm not buying them. If you went and filtered through them all, I bet most of them are worthless. I bet most of them are worthless. Think about that. If someone were to buy my stack of leads, what would they pay and how would they filter it? How would they audit it? And then get rid of all the ones that are worthless, all right? The secret ingredient to lead follow-up is conviction. Conviction that you can buy that property. You can, but Brent, I'm a wholesaler. I'm not buying that property. You are the buyer in the contract. You have transactional funding. If you're very new to real estate investing, look up transactional funding. You could Google it and there's pages and pages of pages of lenders out there that want to fund your deals 100% cash because they charge you 2 or 3 points. Because they charge you, a ridiculous amount to wire in their money when you already have a buyer for it. Transactional funding changed the game. We're all buyers. We're all buyers. The whole industry set up for us to win. So go with that conviction that you've got millions of dollars in there that you have available as long as it's a deal. One, it'll keep you pure on the properties that you lock up and that they're real deals. And two, you're going to feel unbelievable. Well, I never grew up with money. I have $15 in my account. The transactional funders don't care. They're asset-based lenders. Let me break that down. Asset-based lenders. They're lending based on your contract for that deal. Is it good enough? Do you already have it sold to your database of other investors? Because your other investors are going to wire their funds in the same day that the transactional funding is going to close that deal between you and that property owner. You have the money, conviction. So when you're going in and you're negotiating with that property, you are the buyer. One of your exit strategies is assigning the deal. I ask this question all the time. If you had an unbelievable smoking deal, could you go to the local Facebook groups in your area and find somebody that would partner with you, 50-50 partner with you, give you the money to purchase that and then to sell it to somebody else? It's unanimously yes, 100%. If I were to go right now and go, listen, I have a Lamborghini, brand new, 0 miles. We can buy it. I've got this deal where we can buy it for $25,000, but I need your money. I don't have the money to buy it. Do you know how fast you could fund that? This is way better. This isn't a depreciating liability. This is a depreciating asset. There's way more people that'll fund your deal. So go with conviction that you are the buyer. That is the secret ingredient. Because if you have conviction that you can close that deal, the seller's going to feel confident. But if you're just waffling, I don't know. I don't know if I can get this done. I don't know. They're not going to work with you. They're not. So with lead follow-up, you have to have conviction. I was thinking about that last night because I've talked to a lot of people and I had this problem when I was starting out. I was just like, I don't have the money. So I don't have the confidence. So why am I going and making offers? And then a hard money lender was talking at a lunch and learn that I went to. And he's like, yeah, we have transactional funding. Just let us know. It's like, no big deal. Nonchalant. Kind of crawling my way out of a financial hole right now. To find us deals and we'll fund it. So there you go. Next, right here. Boom. This is what you got to discover. In your discovery process, in your lead follow-up that you're having with these property owners, you need to understand this. Speed, convenience, price. The sellers only get two. If you want speed and convenience, you got to get a wholesale offer. Cash as is offer. They want speed and price. Great. It's either a creative deal, a creative finance deal, or they put it on the MLS. They list it traditionally. And if they want convenience and a price, then they do something called an ovation. But what we're looking for as real estate wholesalers is, do they want speed and convenience? If they want speed and convenience, we give them a cash as is offer. They have to work at our price. They only get two. That's what the discovery process is all about. But how do you know the discovery process if you don't know the condition, timeline, motivation, price? Condition, timeline, motivation, price. That's where you pull out, I want to sell it yesterday. I want this sold now. I am so sick of this property. Great. They want speed. Do you want to fix it up? No. Do you want it to go through an appraisal? No. Do you want to put it on the internet so that everybody can see it? No. Do you want to list it with an agent and pay the commissions? No. I just want a cash as is offer. Boom. Now we're in the sweet spot because there's plenty of people that you're going to talk to that they just don't have the speed. They want the convenience for sure. Everybody really wants convenience most of the time. Do they want the speed? And if they want the speed, it's a cash as is offer. There's not as much red tape as a traditional, regular, run-of-the-mill, conventional financing offer. So discover speed and convenience. And here's the last thing that I'll leave you with. Ask yourself this. Is it my goal to get leads or is it my goal to close deals? Because if it's your goal to close deals, at some point you're going to have to get out of rapport building and go for the close. You're going to have to get the agreement signed. Because what happens is we stay in rapport mode. How's things going? How's things going? Yeah. Let me know when you want to consider an offer. Let me know when that's going to happen. When you're in that mode, they're not going to work with you. You need to go for the close. You need to go to get the agreement signed or throw them away. Throw them away. Get rid of them. They're wasting your time. They're clogging up your system. All right. If you're interested in joining the most proactive community in real estate investing, it is the Rhino Tribe. Go to wholesalinginc.com. Wholesalinginc.com. Check out what it's all about and join this unbelievable community. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. We look forward to working with you. And that's it. I close out this podcast as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.